All right, welcome. This is the Q&A call for the Kit Group program, and we're just going to jump in. So, Starla, do you have any questions to start out with?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead with the questions that other people have sent in. From Jody, she was wondering what to do with the first module where you fill in about your ideal client and how you serve them and all of that good stuff, and what do you do with it once you're done with it. That module is really for getting clear about how you serve and how you serve them and how you serve your ideal clients and what you help them with. So some of us are going to have, you're going to want to fill out that sheet twice for each ideal client you have. So Jody has two ideal clients because she has the people who buy her product and then she has people who join her in the business. So she will want to fill that out twice, one for each piece, because those people are going to be in two different places. The message for them is going to be slightly different, and the benefits of working with her are going to be different if they're buying the products versus if they're joining her in the business opportunity. So for the first module, it's a lot of information for you just to have on hand, because it's going to become really important later as we start going through warm letters and elevator speeches and things like that. So it's going to be important to know, how do you help your clients? How do you serve them? What are kind of those before and after things that you can use when you're making that message? The other thing I wanted to say, because it's a question that I got from somebody who went through Module 2 last month with the group program, is, so I recommend a couple of different ways to keep track of your contact list, the people that you want to stay in touch with. You know, I sent you the Excel document, and then I also mentioned the software, or the web program I use, which is Contactually. Cindy, who's going through the program, she mentioned that she's probably going to be doing everything in Outlook because that's what she uses for her business and her email. And so she was talking about, you know, writing everybody down out of Outlook and then, you know, what to do with that. And for that kind of case, if you're going through your contact list and that contact list is where you're going to be managing them, then you might not need to write everybody down. It might be enough just to go through the list and, you know, add a tag or whatever it is in the system that you already are using, because I don't want you to do a lot of extra work that you don't need to do. It's an exercise that you do want to give yourself some time to think about, who isn't represented here, who am I forgetting about, but at the same time, I don't want you to give you 2 hours of work that you don't need to be doing, because I know everybody's time is valuable.
Okay.
So when you're going through Module 2 and you're writing down all the people you know, yes, write everybody down if you're going to move them into a different area, but if you're just creating that list from a contact list that you already have that you're going to be using going forward, don't reinvent the wheel. You already have something somewhat set up.
Okay. So if we don't have anything particularly set up, because I wrote out like all my names, and some of them came from Facebook, some from different groups I belong to, but I don't have any particular system set up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say if the spreadsheet works for you, if that's the type of thing that will work for you, use the spreadsheet. You know, type everybody in there just so you have everybody in one spot.
Okay.
Again, kind of decide what's going to work for you. So if you're somebody where it's really helpful to have it somewhere on your computer, you know, the spreadsheet, or whether that's something else, you know, use that. I know some people I talk to, they I haven't had any clients who have done this yet, but I know some people I talk to, they are very paper-based, where maybe it's not the traditional Rolodex, but, you know, it's something not far off of that because that's what works for them.
Right.
My only concern with that is whatever system you have, I think it's really helpful if it's something that can travel with you. So if you are somewhere else and you want to look something up quick, or if you got a phone call from somebody, you can go through that history and see fairly quickly, oh, yeah, we talked about this. This is a question I want to ask them, you know, that type of thing.
So are there apps for the phone?
The Contactually program that I have, that I use, there is an app for that. It doesn't let you do a lot of entry, but it does bring up the history. You can search for people, and you can it'll bring up the history. I used it because I was at a networking event. Oh, this must have been 2-3 months ago, and there was a woman that came up to me and said, oh, Evie, it's so nice to see you again, you know. We just, it seems like it's been a while since we've seen each other, and I was looking at her thinking, she looks familiar, but I have no idea who this person is. And I was like, oh, it's nice to see you too. And so I wrote down her name, and then when we were, you know, when the meeting was started, I pulled out my phone, and I brought up my Contactually app and typed her name in, and it popped up, oh, because I put in when I meet people and where I met them, and it popped up that I had met her a little over a year before at a completely different group that doesn't exist anymore. And I would have had no idea other than she kind of looks familiar, but I have no idea where. And it was one of those things where, you know, most of the time if I don't recognize somebody, I'll say, you know, you look really familiar, but I can't remember where I met you. But it completely caught me off guard.
Okay. It's something like if I, like, have the program on my computer, like if I go to an event and I come home and I log in names and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but then I can pull them later. Like if I'm at a meeting, I can pull it from the app. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go home and you can add them. And then pull them from the app. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So the app, it doesn't, let's see, I'm going to bring up the app on my phone. Do.
Because I like paper copy, but to think of having all of that in paper copy and you're on, you know, you're at a meeting and you want to look somebody up, that just seems totally overwhelming. But if there was a place on my phone, that sounds like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm just bringing it up right now. Yeah, the other thing I like about Contactually is it will remind you when it brought up my dashboard and it said, it, you know, because I just brought it up, so it just brought up my dashboard and it said, oh, you know, you put in a reminder that you wanted to reach out to this person to set up a coffee meeting or a one-on-one with them. You know, where are you with that? So it reminds you. So you can put reminders in and say, okay, with this particular person, we had connected last week, but it was really busy. So she said, can you reach out to me, you know, after this date, because that's when things will quiet down. So I just put a little reminder, or I don't remember what it's called, there, and it popped up. And it'll also remind you when there's some people that, you know, if you say you want to, and you'll learn more about this starting in Module 3, where you'll go through and it'll say, okay, so you have the list, and it'll have you go through and kind of decide who are your A, Bs, and Cs, and you'll get some directions about, you know, how to decide who those people are. And then you can decide how often do I want to be in contact with them. And then with Contactually, it will tell you, oh, you know what, you said you wanted to be in contact with this group of people, you know, every 60 days, and this person is in that group, and you haven't been in contact with them for 60 days. So it'll just remind you to go out. So, yeah, in the app, you can search by name, I'm going to guess business, email address. It'll let you look at how you've grouped people. But and there'll be more information again in modules three. In module three and maybe a little bit in four.
Okay.
About the next step for those.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. So the only other question I had was, how does the debrief fit in? And I think partially this is because she hasn't, this person hasn't had their debrief yet. But the debrief is, and I just want to touch on it quickly, the debrief is primarily for you to look at your, where you are in your journey with your, the energy that you're bringing forward into networking events or to the work that you're doing to stay connected with people. It's also, when you go through the debrief, you'll have a better understanding of what those energy levels are and what they mean. And it will help you when you're interacting with other people. Because, and this will make more sense once you have the debrief, but if you're at a higher level and you're talking to somebody who's at a level two and you're at, let's say, a level five, then the person at level two might think that you're a little nuts because you're going to be talking different language and they're not going to quite get it. So if you know that your ideal client is more at a level two, you can tap into that level two without fully, you know, completely living there, just so that you are speaking in a language that they get. Or even if you talk to them at a level three, just so that it kind of brings them up a little bit, so that you're relatable to that person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you can think of it that way. A lot of times when you're thinking about, I just heard, I'm sorry, I heard a message in my ear and it.
Okay.
when you're thinking of marketing copy, so that's again where you can use that first module, you know, what you wrote out about how you help people and what that transformation looks like. And you can also think about the language that is going to really talk to them where they are. And then if you know that they're at, like, maybe a level two, you can use that language to talk about, this is where I know you are. But if you know that, you know, your product or your service or working with you will bring them to a different level, which is maybe where they want to be, then you can bring in some of that language with, you know, here's where you are and this is where you want to be. And so that language can shift a little bit, that energy behind the language can shift a little bit. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
All right. So we might have a quick call. Any other questions or any thoughts or anything you'd like some coaching around?
Well, I don't think that I received module one. I was looking this morning. I got to the module two. I looked through my emails, and I thought you sent it. I know we did our debrief, but I don't think I got module one.
Okay. I'll send it again.
Okay. But I was really excited. I think in 20 minutes this morning, I started with my the networking group, my favorite one, and then I moved on to another group and then Facebook. I came up with 274 names.
Great.
So I was really excited because when I sat down, I was like, oh, 250, maybe 150, but then I just started writing it all down, and I'm like, wow, oh, yeah, I forgot about this person.
I do know more people than I thought.
And some of them had bought from me before, but then I kind of just never, I forgot about them. So it kind of popped up like, oh, yeah. You know, so that really fired me up, got me excited.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so this is another question that I was going to ask the people who are on the call. So there's a lot of information in the program, but there are, you can kind of think of it as two tracks. There's reconnecting with the people you already know, and then there's creating relationships with new people. So if you were to think about kind of where you feel like your focus will be over the next month or so? Is it going to be reconnecting with the people that you already know through networking or meeting new people?
I think mine, now that I've created this list, before creating the list, I would have said, oh, I need to meet new people. But now that I've made my list, I think I need to focus on reconnecting with some of the people that are either customers or who might be customers who I already know.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, good to know. So for you, as we go through the warm letters, and I'm blanking on which module that is, but that's going to be something that's going to be you might want to look at. I think that's module 4.
Okay.
I had everything open, and then my computer crashed. So
oh,
it all works out, though. So you had the, and then just the reconnecting and then the phone call. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, as we go through, as you have any questions, you know, write them down. If you have questions and you can't be on the call, email them to me, and we will get them answered. Anything else?
No.
All right. So we have a quick call. So... but again, yeah, when you have questions, you know, write them down, email them to me so we have them for next time. And
okay.
We will talk in 2 weeks.
All right. That sounds good.
And I'll send out the email with this recording. So, all right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you and everybody listening have a great day, and we will talk again shortly. Bye.
Thanks.
You're welcome.